This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. The United States and Vietnam say they hope to boost ties as the U.S. Secretary of State visits Hanoi. VOA's Laurel Bowman has more.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Saturday expressed a desire to deepen ties with Vietnam, ideally in the coming months, as Washington seeks to solidify alliances to counter an increasingly assertive China. In his first visit to the key Southeast Asian country as the top U.S. diplomat, Blinken kicked off his trip with a meeting with Prime Minister Pham Minh Chinh. In brief remarks before their meeting, he said during the past decade, there had been extraordinary progress in ties between the two countries. Laurel Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden said Saturday that there's still more work to do in Northern Ireland, as he also spoke optimistically about the region's economic future. Upon returning from Ireland, Biden spoke after he disembarked from Air Force One in Dover, Delaware. A portion of his trip focused on Northern Ireland as Biden marked the 25th anniversary of peace in Belfast on Wednesday. Biden is fiercely proud of his Irish heritage. He spent just over a half day in the UK region where he met British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak before leaving for the Irish Republic for 2.5 days of speeches and meetings with officials and distant relatives. The construction of a barbed wire fence along Finland's long border with Russia, primarily meant to curb illegal immigration, has broken ground near the southeastern town of Imatra, less than 2 weeks after the Nordic country joined NATO. The Finnish border guard on Friday showcased the building of the initial 3-kilometer stretch. VOA News. Sudan's paramilitary said on Saturday they'd seized the presidential palace and the international airport in Khartoum in what appeared to be a coup attempt. The force and the army accused each other of starting the clashes that erupted in various Sudanese cities. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
Clashes in Sudan interrupt the state TV broadcast from the studio in Omdurman, forcing it off air. A powerful Sudanese paramilitary said it had seized the presidential palace, the army chief's residence, and Khartoum International Airport on Saturday. The apparent coup attempt by the Rapid Support Forces, or RSF, came as clashes erupted with the army and raised fears of a full-blown conflict. Eyewitness video shows gunmen opening fire on a street in Khartoum as people take cover. Eyewitnesses also reported shooting in other cities. Doctors said civilians were injured in clashes in residential neighborhoods. The RSF and the army accused each other of attacking first.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. French President Emmanuel Macron's unpopular plan to raise France's retirement age from 62 to 64 was enacted into law on Saturday. AP correspondent Karen Chama says more.
The move comes a day after France's constitutional body approved the change. French government spokesman Olivier Véran said the authorized changes will start being implemented in September, also noting these past few weeks had to have been difficult for many French people. The government has argued that requiring people to work 2 years more before qualifying for a pension was needed to keep the pension system afloat. Opponents such as CGT Union Secretary General Sophie Binet have said President Macron's plan threatens a hard-won social safety net. We understood that he wanted this reform, but he must understand that he is the only one in the whole country who wants this reform. Opinion polls show Macron's popularity has plunged to its lowest level in 4 years. I'm Karen Chamas.
Police in coastal Kenya say they found 15 emaciated parishioners on the property of a church pastor, and 4 of the people died after the group was rescued and taken to a hospital. Police officials said investigators received a tip that dozens of people were starving to death after their pastor told them it was a way to meet Jesus. The pastor of Good News International Church, Paul McKenzie, surrendered Friday to police in the town of Malindi. McKenzie was arrested and charged last month in the deaths of 2 children whose parents were members of his church. He pleaded not guilty and was released on bond while proceedings in the case continued. You can find more at our website, voanews.com. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.